Hello?
Hey, this is Mark from Opinion Research. We're conducting a quick opinion survey in your area. I would like to have your opinion, ma'am. Which political party are you registered?
What?
I'm sorry. We're just conducting a quick opinion survey in your area and would like to also have your opinion.
Okay.
With which political party
are you
registered?
Well, who are you with?
With Opinion Survey, an independent research firm.
Okay.
Just to start off, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, with which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th. You're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not voting at all?
We're going to vote.
Definitely?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary?
I always vote in person.
In person? Thank you. What is your age range? Between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
56.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. Now you will be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you have never heard of them. The first one is Richard Del Toro.
Neither.
Okay. No, thank you. Kathy Townsend?
Neither.
Okay. Linda Barnes?
Neither.
Thank you. Ken Mascara?
I don't think he's an official anymore.
No, exactly. You just need to know what's your
I'm familiar with him. I don't... Huh? That name,
okay.
I recognized anyway.
Understood. And how about Kit Pearson?
I recognize that name, too.
But do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on him?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the person.
Understood. Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about that person?
I think he's the present sheriff.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I hear his name on the radio. I'm pretty sure he took over Ken Mascara's job for now. That's all basically I know.
I got it. Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear about Richard Del Toro?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Now, you'll be asked a few short questions about upcoming August Republican primary elections.
This is getting kind of old.
We're over the half already. We're almost done.
Over half? Okay, like that's a lot. So this is a lot of questions to ask someone. I don't know who you are.
How about 4 minutes? So that sounds fair enough?
What?
4 minutes? Sounds fair enough?
You're interfering with Star Trek.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll be quick. If the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Annie Laurie or Linda Barts?
I don't know.
Thank you. And if you had to thank you. And if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
I don't know. I don't know these people.
You don't know the people. Okay, understood. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Kit Pearson, Richard Del Toro, or Preston Michael DeFrancesco?
I do not have enough information.
Understood. Fair enough. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as a St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I don't really know because I'm not involved in law enforcement and hope never to be.
Understood. No worries. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson in his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? Have you saw any TV ad, received something in the mail, received any text message, received a visit? Nothing?
I don't think so. Maybe a text message. I don't know, but I don't remember. I usually delete that stuff.
And the very last question about the topic that I have, what do you see, read, or what have you seen, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for a Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
I don't really know enough about him yet, and I don't know anything about his opponents, so I can't really say what I think about voting for somebody that I don't really haven't made a decision for.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And for the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff? So a TV ad, something in the mail, text message, a visit to your home from Richard?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we're done with it. We'll ask you a few demographic questions for qualification purposes only. Thinking, if you were labeled yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you. Somewhat conservative or very?
Very.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian, white, African American, or Hispanic?
Does that matter?
No, it does not.
I didn't think so. Shouldn't matter.
Okay, thank you. And that was actually the last question. I tried to make it as fast as I can. I highly appreciate your time. And thank you so much for sharing your opinion with me.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.